This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abom. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Beis. And we are up to the comment of the Rama in Sif Tes Vav. The Mechaber said that if the left leg of the hay, there was a hole in it, and there's only mamish, a tiny, tiny piece of that leg. So in other words, the hole basically made it that the leg is very small. It's only like a nekuda katana. The Rosh had a chiddush that it's kosher. However, the Rama says, avoshar poiskim atzrichim kimloi ois. Other poiskim need kimloi ois katana, that you need not more than a dot. You need at least the size of a letter for that small left leg of the hay. V'hochi hilchasa. And that is the halacha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah said in Sivkat Lamed Ches, that not only if there's a hole, but if some of the ink got erased, it's also okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out the Rush only argues about the hay. Why? Because there's no shear for that little dot. Even if you wrote mitchila, a regal katzer, it's kosher. But any other letter, even a ches, the Rush would be moide, that the regal smali is like the regal yamini. Now, in Mishnah Berurah Lamed Tes, Mishnah Berurah pointed out that when we have a hole over here, it's talking about there's no chesaron als hakafas gvil. And why? Because it came after you wrote it. It came after you wrote it. Otherwise, if it was there before you wrote it, then it's puzzle, even according to the Rush. Now, we asked yesterday on this Mishnah Berurah, we didn't have a good answer. Why didn't the Mishnah Berurah just answer that we're talking about on the interior? On the interior, then the din of Mukaf Gevil is not that important. On the Mishnah Berurah said that the din of Mukaf Gevil, if you remember, in Sivkatan Lamed Dalid, das on the second wide line, das roiv ha-poiskim de'in tzarach li'os Mukaf Gevil rak mi bachutz v'loi b'soichan, unless the Mishnah Berurah feels that the hole over here, it's unqualified where it is, so it's talking about even if it's on the outside. Okay, so Rama said basically, the halacha is that we don't go like the Rush. You need the size of a small letter. For that little leg of the hay, you need the size of a small letter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Mem, V'halchi Hilchasa, Midvar Aveilu Mashma, Deloi Lahachmir Bilvad, Pasa Kedash Ara Poiskim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, from the words of the Rama, it's not just the Chumrah that we're going like Shar Poiskim, that you need the size of a Ois Ketana. It's clear, it's obvious halacha is like that. And therefore, you have to warn the Sofrim that are Nichshom, meaning it's not just a Chumrah, as opposed to the Taz in Sivkat and Ches, the Dersha brings, who writes, Rama is only coming Lahachmir. No, that's not the Pashat Mashmois of the reading of the Rama. Now, what does it mean? What does Rama mean that the small leg of the hay should be like an ois katana? The Dersha brings from the Chazon Ish that it should be mamish, ois katana mamish. It doesn't have to be the size of the ois yud. Meaning, it could be very small. As long as you could construe a letter was written like that, then it's okay. Okay, weiter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, with tefillin and mezuzahs to be inan kisidran, by tefillin and mezuzahs that has to be written in order, l'chayra loy mahani shum tikkun afilu hatinai kayra lo'ois, kivan sha'anu royin she'en loy tzuras ois. Let's say like this. Let's say there would be a hole in the little leg. And a tinaik would look at the hay and he would say, hey, but we see that the little leg does not have the tzura of an ois. There's no way to fix it. According to these poiskim, it's not called a hay. The fact that a kid sees hay, but if it doesn't have the size of an ois katana, it doesn't have the tzuras ois, and therefore there's no way to fix it.
Now,
Nevertheless, says Mishabrua, it seems that you could be lenient by fixing it. Why? V'dumyo sheikal aprima gadim b'chaf pshuta sha'asoy meruba al yedei tikkun ayin sham. This is analogous to the kula of the prima gadim, who he says if you have a kaf pshuta is a final kaf, that you made it meruba through tikkun. And the Prima Gadim says the following klal. Any ois that ikur tsuras aleha, which means it might not meet the halachic requirements of the letter, but it looks like that letter. A dalid with a little tiny thing, it looks like a hey, but halachically it's not a hey, and we paskin it's not a hey. It's true, it's pasul tefillin. But it has the appearance of a hey, not halachically, but just that's what it seems to appear like, then you're allowed to fix it and there's no problem of Sholei Kesidran. Fine. Sivkata Mem Aleph. We have to finish the Mechaber over here. The Mechaber at the end of Sif Tezvav says, Nikav Regel Hayimini. If there is a hole in the right leg of the hay, Im Nishtayer Mimenu Meloi Ois Ketana Kosher. If what remains is a small letter, it's kosher. Vim lav, and otherwise puzzle, it's puzzle. What does this mean? So you have the letter hey, and there's a little hole on the right hand leg, but from the hole and up, you still have the size of a ois ketana. So the mechaber is saying it's kosher. Says the mishabruv v'adinim nifsek ha'ois b'loy nekav. Let's say there was a split in the letter without a hole. A nimchak sasos, or a little bit got erased. Umayri ha-shechnach ba'arkai. The shechnach is talking about the length of the letter. V'adinim nifsek ktsas me'avioi. The same halach would apply if, let's say, a little of the width was separated. Bein al yedei nekiva, whether through a hole, al yedei mechika, or through erasing. Im nishar srita daka shachar k'mayvav oyud daka kosher. If you have even a scratch of black, the thickness of a vav or even a yud, it's kosher. Because we said this before, there is no shear of the thickness of the letter. The shiurim are of the length of the letter, not of the thickness. So if you have a hole in the letter, if at least on one side of it you have some scratch of ink, it's kosher. The ain shear l'avi oisias is no shear of the thickness of the letters. Ela d'benikav. If there's a hole, bein ba'avyoi, whether in the thickness, bein ba'arkoi, be'inan shenikav la'achar haksiva. But by a hole, it's only if the hole came after it was written, as we're going to see in the next sif, in sif tezayin, uklil kaman b'sif tezayin, fine. Now, what does the mechaber mean? There's a hole on the right leg of what? Shel hay. The mechaber is talking about a hole in the hay. Kasav aprima gadim nirali du adin l'shar oisius. It would seem to me the same would apply for other letters. Kagain dalid lamid pei pshuta sadik pshuta. Let's say you have a hole in a dalid, a lamid, a pei, a final pei, a final tsadi, where the right leg is long, that is elongated. Kuf reish aitav aiches. And L'chayri says in a ches, Bein ragla hayamini oyasmali, whether the right or left leg. Imnish sharmei hayorach hayamini kiyud dai bekach. If, from the hole and up, you have the length of a yud, that's good enough, that's long enough. Ad kan l'shaynai. V'ayin l'kaman, look later on, we're going to learn in Simen Lamed Vav, is all about what is called tsuras ha'oisiyais. Now, in some limudim of Mishnah Berurah, they skipped Tsuras Ha'oisiyos, and I do not think we're going to skip it. We'll try it, you know? We're going to try it. B'li Neder, Bezos Hashem. Okay. Ayin lekaman mesim lam v'dinei Tsuras Ha'ois, ba'ois lamid u'pei pshuta, v'tzadik pshuta, v'kuf u'va'ois tav. If you look in the Dirshu, in notes 70 to 74, he says, well, we're dealing with the Lamed, we're not talking about the leg of the Lamed. The Kavana is the base of the Lamed. We'll see in note 71 here, it brings by a regular Pei Pshuta, there has to be an Ois Ketana from opposite the Nakuda HaPnimis. We know if you have a long Pei, so there is like a little Nakuda on the interior of the design on the inside, so the right leg has to extend Ois Ketana from there and on. So we'll see Be'ez Hashem when we get to Simen Lamed Vav. And okay, let's do Mem Gimel. Im Nishtayer, if there remains. Hainu meha nekev litzad mala, from the nekev and up. V'loy mitzarfino la mashalamat meha nekev. We don't combine what's below the hole. In other words, again, we're talking about the letter hey. The right leg has a hole in it. You need the size of an ois katana above the hole. And not, we don't combine what's below it. Even though a kid could read the letter, despite the fact you don't have an ois katan above the hole, because very nice he could read the letter, because you know he's not paying attention to the hole, so he sees it with the part above the hole and the part below the hole. But we know you don't remain with the image of the letter the way it's supposed to be, as we're going to explain nearby in the name of the Taz. But if you remained with the hole and above, ulamala, or the crack in letter and above, if the ois cracked in middle, kishir ois katan, if you remain with the size of a small letter, kosher, it's kosher in tzarech la'arois latin, you don't have to show it to a kid, v'adinim kosav l'chadchila, regal katana tzara kazev the kosher. The same thing would be if you wrote l'chadchila, a very, very short leg for the hay. V'ayim b'yad afrayim b'er halacha. One more, malay ois katana. What does it mean that the leg has to be above the whole ois katana? Hainu yud. That's the size of a yud. V'koytza tachton shalai, including the thorn that comes out, meaning not just the top of the yud, but the size of the whole yud. L'fimad depasik l'amon, b'simulam v'vav b'yisosif, d'loy mikri yud, b'loy koytza tachton, that it's not called a yud without that lower thorn. Okay, that completes Sif Tezvav. Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we will begin Sif Tezayin. Have a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.